Hello and welcome to English for You. I'm Seb.
I'm Chickley.
And we're back with a TOEIC article.
Oh, yay!
Yeah, it's my favourite thing. The most fun articles in the magazine. I love them.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, you know what? This one, to be fair, this one is kind of fun.
Oh.
Because it's about drama.
Drama.
And I love drama.
Okay.
And we're not just talking about acting drama.
Okay.
Here we're talking about arguments between people, mm-hmm. friction, fights. So if you watch a lot of Taiwanese
dramas,
Japanese dramas, then you probably like seeing people like fight in the office mm-hmm. or fight at home, all of that. So that is what's going to be happening in this one.
Okay.
But it's a workplace drama. So it's something that's happening in an office between mm-hmm. two workers. So before we get started, Chickley and I have a question for you,
mm-hmm.
potentially a dangerous question. Do you get on well with your co-workers?
Do you think I do?
I think you're a scary person, so...
you do?
Okay. It depends.
Well, actually, I think I get along with everyone.
Okay.
Very well.
Okay.
Not like just mm-hmm. get along, but, you know, but sometimes I get mad just inside. Mm-hmm. I don't say anything bad about people, mm-hmm. and I don't like talk something bad behind people's backs, you know? So, well, I don't really fight with people, and mm-hmm. I think people like me.
Okay.
Or at least you do, I think.
You think. Anyway, so I'm guessing you haven't had a big office fight then.
Well, I've never actually worked in an actual office, you know, because I run around, I don't have an office, and...
Mm-hmm. Okay, so mm-hmm. Chickalin fights on the street then. Anyway, this isn't a fight on the street, this is a fight in an office, so let's find out what the problem is. Reading.
Office drama, an argument in the workplace. Max is struggling to get some work done at the office. His coworker Chloe is talking loudly on the phone.
Hey, Chloe, would you mind being a little quieter?
Sorry, one second. Excuse me?
I'm aware you're on your lunch break, but I really need to finish this report. I'm finding it really hard to knuckle down because you're being so noisy.
We're in an open-plan office, Max, and it's raining outside. Where am I supposed to make my call? The janitor's closet?
Okay, firstly, adjust your tone. I don't like people talking to me like I'm stupid. Secondly, this is a place of business. Take a break if you want, but be professional about it. I'm just asking for a little consideration.
Be professional? Since when did you become my superior, Max? Check the office rule book. I'm not breaking any rules.
You know what? Let's take this quarrel to HR. I'd like to know if they think you're behaving in an acceptable way.
Fine then. Talk to HR.
Fine then. I will.
Okay, so today's article is a dialogue and it begins by setting the scene. Max is struggling to get some work done at the office. That is something I always experience. I'm always struggling.
Mm-hmm. And here comes the second character, his co-worker. Mm-hmm. Chloe is talking loudly on the phone.
That's annoying.
Blah, blah, blah.
Max says, hey, Chloe, would you mind being a little quieter?
And then Chloe says to the caller, sorry, one second. And then she turns to Max, excuse me?
She sounds a little bit annoyed. You know, because sometimes when you say, excuse me, it's kind of like, did you say?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So Max says, I'm aware you're on your lunch break, but I really need to finish this report.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, you know, it's...
Yeah, he's busy, he wants to get his work done.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and he says, I'm finding it really hard to knuckle down because you're being so noisy. So we saw the phrase knuckle down there, and when we knuckle down, your knuckles are these, by the way, when mm-hmm. we knuckle down, we're working really hard at something. We use the subject, the structure, subject, knuckle down, and then verb.
Mm-hmm.
So, like in this example, there's only 1 week left before the big test. We should really knuckle down and study. The sentence is a good example of when we would normally say knuckle down. That is, you knuckle down whenever you really need to get a lot of work done or you need to do a lot of studying. So I can understand why Max wants Chloe to be quiet right now.
And next, 接下来的文章就说了 ,Chloe 就说 ,We're in an open plan office, Max, and it is raining outside. It's raining outside. 所以意思说 open plan 就代表一个建筑或房间是、是开放式没有隔间的。And then she keeps on saying, where am I supposed to make my call? The janitor's closet? And be supposed to, 这边代表应该。所以跟should的语义蛮接近。只是在争吵的情况下像 where, what, and how am I supposed to? 有要不然你要我怎么样的意思。然后去强调对方的要求是有点没道理的。那么同时告诉对方自己试过所有的办法但是就是不行。那么另外再讲一下 janitor 就是管理员或者是工友的意思。
Mm-hmm. Right. And it sounds like she's being a little bit sarcastic there. She's not really saying that she'll go to the janitor's closet.She thinks that Max is being unreasonable. Anyway, Max says, okay, firstly, adjust your tone. I don't like people talking to me like I'm stupid. Okay, so we saw the word adjust there. And when we adjust something, we change it just a little bit. Here, though, Max is telling Chloe to adjust her tone. That's a phrase we use when someone is being rude. We want them to speak to us more politely. Max goes on, secondly...So, firstly and secondly, my first reason and my second reason. Secondly, this is a place of business. This is an office. Take a break if you want, but be professional about it. Okay, so professional is an adjective, and when someone is professional, they behave in a way that fits an employee. They are polite, they're considerate, knowledgeable, and they do very good work. Here's an example. Your teacher is probably very professional.They come to work on time looking smart, they are very patient, and they follow the school's rules. If your teacher comes to work late, they are rude, they're dressed in pajamas, and they're always on breaking the rules, then they aren't very professional. They are very unprofessional. Here's an example sentence now. Though it was her first ever job, Joan impressed her boss with her professional behavior and skill handling the customers at the store.
好接下来这个字呢 professional 就是专业的称职的意思。所以 Max 认为诶这是一个工作的地方所以 Chloe 应该要专业一点。那么 professional 也可以当内行的或者是把什么当成职业的。譬如说 a professional singer or a professional dancer or photographer 等后面加上一个职业就可以咯。And professional can also be used as a noun, which means a person who has the type of job that requires a high level of education or training. 所以就像是一个专业人士的感觉。好，所以你可以造一个句子哦。After years of practice on the guitar, he has become a real professional. 那么我们把 AL 拿掉就变成名词啦，也是一个名词，它原来的名词代表职业。所以你可以说 he is a lawyer by profession.
Okay, so Max is trying to reason with her now. And he says, I'm just asking for a little consideration. Consideration is a noun, and it's basically thinking about others. When we show other people consideration, we are careful not to hurt their feelings. We show them respect, and we listen to what they have to say. If we aren't showing other people consideration, then we are likely being rude to them. Here's an example.Tony likes playing video games at night, but he turns the sound off after 10 p.m. out of consideration for his neighbors. So here, he's making it quiet because he knows his neighbors want to sleep, they might have kids, he doesn't want to bother them, so he's taking them into consideration. We take things into consideration when we think about them while making a decision. So Emma took her limited budget into consideration,when she decided where to go on vacation for Chinese New Year.
Or you can also replace it with take something into account.
Yes, yeah, into account as well. That's also usable.
And let's also say, 那我们来看一下中文的解释。好，consideration 就是一个 noun， 那名词老师刚刚提到，那在这边只是体贴或者是体谅。不过老师刚有讲到可以当考虑。不过在这边呢 ，Max 他只是说，哎，我只是需要一点点体谅。所以如果有什么事情在考虑之中，你可以说 be under consideration. 所以你可以说 your proposal is under consideration. 你的提议我们有放入考虑之中。那另外一个呢是 considerate, 就是它的形容词。So when someone is considerate, they're very kind and helpful, like Seb. So you can say, it was very considerate of you to give me a ride home last night.昨晚你送我回家真的很体贴。那么如果不体贴的呢，很简单，加上 I am 在最前面，所以 inconsiderate 就是不为别人着想的。那么不要搞混 considerable， 千万不要说 you are so considerable， 哦，千万不要，那是相当大、大量的意思，所以不要搞混咯。And next, Chloe responds by saying, be professional.Since when did you become my superior, Max?
Right. She used the phrase since when there. And normally when we say, since when were you, or since when were you the person to tell me that, or since when were you my boss, we're saying, we're basically saying, why do you think that you get to be like that to me? Since when do you think that you're more important than me? Because you're not, basically. It implies that you're not better than me, you're not more important than me, you're not my superior. A superior is someone, that's a noun, is someone who is higher up in the company than you are. Your boss is your superior, and so is the company's president. So we can see in the article, Chloe's superior could tell her to be quiet because that would be her boss. If someone is directly above you or directly responsible for you, then you can, like your 主管, then you can call them your direct superior. Here's an example sentence for superior now. Mike asked his direct superior what she thought about changing the company's social media strategy. Now, we can also use superior as an adjective before a noun. And there we mean that that thing is very good or very nice or very fancy. So a superior room in a hotel would be a very nice, big, fancy room. Or superior customer service would be very good customer service.
好，那我们来看一下这个名词哦 ，superior 就是上司或者是上级的意思。那 Seb 老师刚刚提到了，就是可以当形容词，也可以就代表比较高级、比较优秀的意思。And you can also use superior to describe a person that acts as if they were better than others. 所以我们造一个句子吧。Nobody can stand that superior smile of hers. 没有人可以忍受她那种傲慢的笑容。那么如果讲两个人，你们做一个比较好了 ，A 或者是两个东西 ，A be superior to B， 代表 A 比 B 还要来得优秀。所以你可以说 ，This model is superior to its competitors. 这个模型呢，比其他的竞争者还要来得好。所以先讲那个比较好。那么它的名词是 superiority， 就是优势。那么你可以说superiority over something， 就是一个小个片语。那你可以说啊 ，I believe in the superiority of the new method over the old one。那代表说呢，我相信新方法是比旧方法还要来得好的。
So Chicklin, do you know what we would call someone who is the opposite of superior?
Like I am in the beginning of the word.In?
It has in at the beginning. Inferior.
Yay!
And someone who might feel like they're inferior might have an inferiority complex. An inferiority complex. That is someone who thinks they're worse than everyone else, but is very angry and aggressive as a result.
好，那我们接下来看到文章继续。Chloe 就说 Check the office rule book. I am not breaking any rules.
Oh, Chloe is mad. And I think Max is getting mad too.
Right.
Max says, you know what? Let's take this quarrel to HR. So we saw take this to, and that is to present a problem or argument to someone else. So when no one at the store would listen to her complaint, Geraldine took her problem to social media. We could also say that she took it up with social media, or they took it up with someone. Now, we also saw the word quarrel as well. Now, that's a noun, and a quarrel, Q-U-A-R-R-E-L, is a small argument, normally about something unimportant. Max is saying that they should ask the Human Resources Department, HR, who they think is right in the argument. That's probably because Max knows he's following the rules, and he doesn't think Chloe is.There are lots of words we can use for arguing, though. There's lots of different ones. We could talk about a spat. That's a little, but maybe a big argument. A quick argument. I'd say it's a quick argument.
Okay.
It's done quite soon. In British English, we could say that people bicker with each other.
Like bickered about something with someone?
Bicker about something.
Oh, okay.
That means to have an argument, but it's mm-hmm. a stupid argument about something oh. not important. And there's another UK word as well. These are kind of funny sounding words. Squabble.
Oh, okay.
Squabble.
Squabble.
Yeah. S-Q-U-A-B-B-L-E. Squabble. And that's again to have a dumb argument about something mm-hmm. not important. So you could say that Max and Chloe are squabbling mm-hmm. about something.
Can you say like they had a squabble with each other?
They had a squabble.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Or my dad, when I was in the UK, would often tell us to stop squabbling. Because
oh.
I'm from a super British family, mm-hmm. and we use a lot of very English words.
okay.
So,
cool.
Example sentence for quarrel. Rosie left the restaurant after a quarrel with her girlfriend.
好，所以 Max 就说，要不然这样子好了，我们把这件事情呢送到 HR 吧。那么 HR 这边指的是 Human Resources， 它代表人力资源的部门。那么老师刚刚讲到，一直讲到这个字很重要，是 quarrel， 是争吵或者是不和的意思，可以当动词跟名词，在我们文章中是一个名词。所以跟某人吵架就是 to have a quarrel with someone。那么故意找人吵架可以说 to pick a fight with someone or to pick a quarrel with someone。好，那你就可以说啊 ，She always tries to pick a quarrel with someone after drinking too much.
Are you talking about yourself, Chigalin?
No. And then quarrel 可以当成动词哦 ，like to quarrel with someone. 那我们看一个句子 ，The two sisters are always quarreling with each other. 关于争吵什么的呢，就可以加上 over 跟 about， 所以很好记吧 ？What did you guys quarrel about earlier？ 你们先前太吵了什么呢？那么如果很简单，后面加上 some， 变成一个形容词。You can simply call someone quarrelsome when they like to argue with people. 那你如果他很喜欢争吵，你就可以说这个人是很 quarrelsome.
They like to have lots of arguments. So Max carries on. I'd like to know if they think you're behaving in an acceptable way. So we saw the verb behave there. Now we use this word to talk about the way someone is acting.We all behave in different ways. We might behave nicely when we are calm, professional, and we like someone. And we might behave coldly when we don't like someone or we are bothered by something. We could also turn this into a noun by making it behavior. Your school might have rules about good behavior, behaving well, or proper behavior, behaving correctly.They might also have rules about bad behavior. So, for example, don't spit, wear your uniform properly, don't be rude to your teacher. That's all things which are bad behavior. Now, here's an example sentence. Denise behaved in a horrible way last night. I couldn't believe the way she acted.
所以 behave 这边就是动词，它是表现你的举止的意思。那么如果你叫啊小孩子规矩一点，你就可以说 behave yourself， 你要守规矩一点啊。那如果你形容一个人行为举止很好，你可以说 well behaved。那么不好就是 ill behaved。那么一样名词就是 behavior。那我们看一下一个句子 ：The doctor continued to observe the patient's behavior.
You also saw the word acceptable as well. Now, this is an adjective, and when we use it to describe something, we mean that that thing is good enough, especially for a social situation. Max is saying that he doesn't think Chloe's behavior is good enough for the office. She needs to be more professional. Here's an example sentence with acceptable. I think Brian's behavior is acceptable enough,But he could still be more considerate. So we're seeing there that acceptable doesn't necessarily mean really good. It just means good enough. So that food was acceptable. It wasn't
not
great.
Not that good, but...
It was fine, you know?
But it was not that bad.
It wasn't that bad. It was good enough. But what happens when it's not good enough? Well, this is another easy negative word. It's unacceptable. So I thought the way you were talking to me last night was unacceptable. You were being so rude to me. So what might happen when Max and Chloe go to see HR? They might try to find a mutually acceptable solution. That is a solution which is good enough for both of them. Mutually means for both people or affecting both people in the same way. So here's a very simple example.Of how that works. I wanted the cake, Mary wanted the cake too, so our mutually acceptable solution was to cut the cake in half and share it.
like your mutual friends on Facebook, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's a better way of explaining it, actually.
So like acceptable, 就是可以接受的或可以容许的。所以 Max 就想知道说是否公司觉得 Chloe 的行为是不是可以被接受的。那么老师刚刚讲到一个单字，那不可接受呢，就是加上 un 在前面啦，就是 unacceptable, 不能接受。那大家就记一下 accept 就是它的动词啊，所以譬如说他的道歉没有被接受，你就可以说 his apology was not,was not accepted. 他的接受道歉没有被接受，不是他的接受没有被道歉 ,sorry. And let's move on to the, nearly the end of the article.、Mm-hmm. And then Chloe says,Fine then, talk to HR.、
Mm-hmm. Max is really annoyed now. He says, fine then, I will. So it sounds
all
like
capitalized.
They never fixed, exactly, all capitalized. He's not
so
happy.
So you're mad, yeah. Not you, but Max.
Max is mad.、Mm-hmm. Mad Max. Okay, so we're at the end of the dialogue now. What will happen between them? Well, we don't have a dialogue in day two, but we do find out、mm-hmm. what HR has to say.、Mm-hmm. So we'll give you that tomorrow, but first, a for you chat question.Okay, so we're going to look at some tips, or not so much tips, but what do we do when we're stuck、with something bothering us and、mm-hmm. we're trying to work or study? That's what our For You Chat question is about.、Mm-hmm. Does anything ever bother you when you're trying to study? What do you do when it happens?Your tips first.
It never happens to me, actually.
It never happens.
Because I live alone.
Really?
Nobody bothers me. But if they did, if I、mm-hmm. lived with someone...I would tell them to be quiet.
What about if the traffic's really noisy? Or there's some building work happening on the street?
Probably go somewhere else and then take my bus and、okay. to like a cafe very、mm-hmm. far away from the construction where、mm-hmm. it's going on.
There you go, kids. If you have a problem, you can just run away from it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Personally,
okay.
I like to use pink noise or white noise.
Pink noise.
That's a special, sound. It's the sound、mm-hmm. of all the different types of sounds that you can hear,、mm-hmm. that a human can hear, played、oh. at the same time. So it just sounds like, you know when your TV doesn't have a signal and it just goes like...
Right.
I like playing that.
Oh.
If I'm in a noisy room, because you can't hear things properly.
So you just Google like pink noise online?
Yeah, go on YouTube and Google pink noise.
And then you could just come out?
Yeah, and then you can just listen to it for、
okay.
10 hours.
I'll try、
basically.
It.
and it helps you focus on things because、mm. you can't hear what's happening around you. So that's my tip. That's my tip for dealing with things that bother you.、
Okay.
Anyway, that's all the time we have for today. We'll be back tomorrow to find out what happened at Max and Chloe's office. I think things...Probably didn't go in Chloe's favor.、but we'll find out. We'll see you tomorrow. Things for you. I'm Seb.
I'm Chickling.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Office drama. An argument in the workplace. Max is struggling to get some work done at the office. His coworker Chloe is talking loudly on the phone.
Hey, Chloe, would you mind being a little quieter?
Sorry, one second. Excuse me?
I'm aware you're on your lunch break, but I really need to finish this report. I'm finding it really hard to knuckle down because you're being so noisy.
We're in an open-plan office, Max, and it's raining outside. Where am I supposed to make my call? The janitor's closet?
Okay, firstly, adjust your tone. I don't like people talking to me like I'm stupid. Secondly, this is a place of business.Take a break if you want, but be professional about it. I'm just asking for a little consideration.
Be professional? Since when did you become my superior, Max? Check the office rulebook. I'm not breaking any rules.
You know what? Let's take this quarrel to HR. I'd like to know if they think you're behaving in an acceptable way.
Fine then. Talk to HR.
Fine then. I will.
Vocabulary review. Professional. The boss was pleased by the professional way in which Michael handled customers' questions. Consideration.
The loud music Tracy played at night showed she had little consideration for her neighbors. Superior. I'm the head of this department, so I'll be your direct superior, Karen explained to the new worker. Quarrel. A quarrel started between the couple when they realized they were going to be late to the dinner party. Behave. Emma behaved very poorly at dinner, so her grandmother did not let her have any dessert. Acceptable. Wendy must learn to talk to people in a more acceptable way if she wants them to listen to her.
智慧小补帖。
Knuckle down. Janitor. Adjust.